listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, if you're in Columbus, Friday, August the 7th, stop by Eddie George's Grill at 1636 North High Street and join us for a live radio broadcast of Cleveland Browns Daily from 1 to 3 p.m. before heading over to the Orange and Brown scrimmage at Ohio Stadium.
It's going to be sweet.
Come on out, Eddie George's. Let's do it.
It'll be fun.
Love Eddie George's.
It's a great restaurant.
Try to get some fly pie later on, too. I enjoy flying pizza.
It is good.
It's a tasty pizza. Also, mellow mushroom on the way back. Mmm, delicious pizza as well. All right, 216-578-0850. We've got our guy, Chevy in New Jersey, is back with us. What's going on?
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you. It's been a while.
It has. How are you?
Good, good. We got a guy, Hausler, Rob Hausler. I really want to know how's he looking in camp.
Matt, your impression so far?
Good, not great. I think he runs great routes when they're vertical. He's not the best in finding those voids in the zone and chopping down those feet and catching the ball. I mean, and even one day, you know, you and I were out there, he dropped like a 7-yard curl route. And it looks a little awkward catching the football. So he's a guy that I think is continuing to learn, continuing to grow into his role for this football team. But a definite viable deep threat, great athlete that can stretch the football field for the other playmakers on the team.
Yeah, I like him working out of that seam, that kind of near slot kind of position where you see tight ends get flexed out these days. So I think Rob Hausler's got some potential. I think you want to use him, as you said, on vertical routes.
Yes.
Or on crossing routes where he can catch it, use his speed to outrun a linebacker and turn it upfield. He's not great sitting down in the zone or coming back to the ball.
But that's where Gary Barnidge comes into play. Bigger body.
Big play, Gary.
Catches everything, thrown to
everything.
Him. But it's just the big box you out, under control, not going to run by you, but play within himself and just be very productive inside 12 to 15 yards. That's where Gary Barnidge is going to be used.
Gary Barnidge has not dropped a pass in his last 40 targets. The guy's a stud. Kane in Port Clinton, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Kane, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was any difference between Johnny Manziel in this training camp than from last training camp.
I would say yes, and I think that I've seen him improve the last 3 days, and Matt and I were talking about this a lot. The way that he is handling the pocket, climbing the pocket, stepping into his throws, going through his reads, and we've seen times where he makes 2-3 reads, delivers the football accurately with strength. He seems to be throwing it harder this year because I think he's more confident.
Correct.
Stepping into it. There are still times when he goes through the motions and you see the brain working and nothing happens and he just gets sacked. But I'd say he has made a nice bit of progress.
What I love is going, not only going through his reads, but being deliberate and being efficient in doing it and not panicking. Because I think Johnny's clock, because of the system he played in college, is a little bit faster than everybody else's. It's like, I look to my guy, he's not there, boom, I'm out of the pocket. Where it's now, I'm going to one, I'm going to two, you know, then back to one, or then I'm you know, either out of the pocket or forcing a throw or delivering a throw on time. It's just a little bit more efficient, not as panicked as it seemed last year.
Yeah, calmer. I think he seems to have a little bit of a better understanding. I actually talked to him in the cafe about this offense versus Kyle's offense. He said, I really liked Kyle's offense. He likes this one too. He said it has a lot pre-snap that he has to kind of continue to get his head around. But I think the reads in the offense seem to be simplified for him, which I think he likes, and he seems to be delivering the football, again, with more strength. There was one that he threw to Hawk, and Hawk came back and said, man, that pass was going 170 miles an hour, and it was a rocket off of the hand of Johnny Manziel. He's got a good arm.
He does have a good arm. He's vertically challenged. And he's playing a big boys game. And now after, you know, having last year as a true red shirt year, we need to see those steps. Everybody wants those steps for him, including the owner, Jimmy Haslam.
Yes, everybody wants to see that. And I think Johnny wants to see it too. And he's going to get an opportunity with Josh McCown's opening this season as the starter. I mean, barring injury between
Correct.
Now and week one, he's going to open. That's what I want to see. So I think that this is a good opportunity for him to continue with that second team, continue to grow at his own pace after what was in some ways a forgotten rookie year. And the other part of it that people don't really pay much attention to is with the continuity for Mike Pettine. You know, when you heard Jimmy Haslam say that, let's not forget, John DeFilippo is Mike Pettine's guy,
right. Hand-picked
guy. So that gives you at least some comfort that you hope Johnny Manziel is going to get to play in the same system again next year.
Right.
That makes a big difference for quarterbacks.
And Kevin O'Connell in the same way. Not only was John DeFilippo handpicked, but Kevin O'Connell was kind of in line even before John DeFilippo to be hired here. He just had to see through, you know, training Marcus Mariota and spending some time with those quarterbacks, preparing them for the combine. But he was in line to be here. And so both of them, actually the three of them, growing together in this offense and what is asked of the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns is something Johnny Manziel should know very well by the opening of this football season, and especially next year if, in fact, it is his time.
Yeah, and I think Jimmy has also done a good job of saying we don't need to find out at the end of this year. I think I'd like to find out at the end of this year if Johnny Manziel can play. I think you want to know that going into the next draft, especially with some of the good quarterback prospects coming out. I'm sure you feel the same way, but the pressure is off. The media scrutiny is, I mean,
minimal.
It's night and day.
Yes.
It went from being a complete circus to hanging on every throat to now people don't even seem to care.
And that in itself has to be a breath of fresh air for Johnny Manziel, allowing him to prepare and be normal and not seen as a celebrity and also a quarterback, but a quarterback first and foremost.
Yes, indeed. All right, that'll do it for us. Want to thank Jim Donovan for being with us here on today's show. The Browns return to practice tomorrow. Another padded practice out here in Berea. We'll give you our take on what we see as they get into the second phase here of this training camp. 4 days in the books. Now they get a day off to kind of recuperate. We'll see how they look when they return to action tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Got to thank our producer, Eric Williams, and, of course, for the great Matt Wilhelm. I'm Nathan Segura.
Jim Donovan.
And we said thank Jim Donovan. Yes,
okay,
thank Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, for being with us. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Segura saying thanks for being with us on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See you.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.